Is it okay to tell an artist that her mother is a
John?
I'm sorry, John. I didn't say that.
Okay, first of all, I didn't look at somebody and say your mother's a B.
And even more so surprising, how is it that this happened, I'm going to go ahead and say 20 years ago, maybe longer, and I never heard the story?
Because I was so ashamed.
Until for whatever reason, as we're walking onto the stage at Petco to introduce Chase Matthew on Sunday.
Yeah.
Timmy says, I don't know why I'm telling you this now, but I called this person this word, and I'm like, what? Oh, hold that thought. Please, tell the story.
The very first time we sat down to interview the group Lady A was in Nashville. We were doing our broadcast from a small hotel room. Didn't know who they were. I'd never met them before. They were brought in by their record rep and didn't know anything about them. And John, for whatever reason, got up and left the room. I'm going to blame you for this.
Oh, yeah, sure. maybe I was guilty of, I don't know, being thirsty and getting a drink or having to use the bathroom and relieving myself.
Oh, God, I feel like I could throw up. So they're sitting there and the three of them are sitting around two microphones, and they're like, what should we talk about? And Hillary says, ooh, why don't we talk about artists we don't like? And then she said, how about that Linda Davis? She's really difficult.
Now, let people know who Linda Davis is, because I don't know who that
is. Okay, so Linda Davis, years and years and years ago, was a singer in her own right. She had a hit with Reba McEntire called Does He Love You?
Does he love you?
She had a few little things of her own, but that was her big moment. I was kind of shocked by it when Hillary said that. And I looked up and I said, really? And I said, what a bee. I said, what have you done lately, Linda? You just had that one song with Reba McEntire, right? They don't say anything. Then John comes back in. We sit down.
Hey, what I miss, gang?
Yeah. We start the interview. We're talking. And all of a sudden,
hey, why the long faces? It's almost as if somebody called someone's mom a
okay. All right. So then John says in the middle of the interview, he goes, you know, Tammy, I don't even know if you know this, but Hillary's mom is Linda Davis, the legendary Linda Davis. And that moment of sheer panic, like, how did I get sucked into that?
How have I not heard this story?
Because
before?
I was so ashamed of this, because it taught me a lesson. Don't say anything bad to just try to fit in with somebody. Oh. I had no business doing that.
I thought the lesson would be don't call someone's mom a b-.
Listen.
That's also awesome.
I know Linda Davis. So when you said, and I don't know why I didn't pick it up when Hillary said it, but because I know her and I've had history with her. And I remember the one time I sat down and got to meet her years before that. Then I was desperate, obviously. So I looked at Hillary and I said to her, I've met your mom. We were joking earlier that she wasn't very nice, but blah, blah, blah. She's a wonderful lady. And the interview kept going. That was the end of it. And I was mortified and horrified. Oh. And it taught me to never, ever jump into anything. I don't care who it is. If they say something negative about another artist or someone else, I am not participating.
So fine. Here's what I want to know. That was the first time we've met Lady A.
Mm-hmm.
Since then,
mm-hmm.
we've met them many, many times.
Right.
What have you said to her since then?
I've talked to him normally.
You never brought it up?
Nope.
Aww. You never took her back and said, hey, listen, about that whole calling your mom a thing.
Yeah.
Never?
No.
Uh-uh.
Wow.
You want to do it now?
No.
Jessica?
No.
I really think we can probably arrange a conversation with Hillary Scott from Lady A.
Oh,
and we can.
Stomach hurts thinking about it. I don't know. Why bring back up something and give?
Oh, for the love of God! Because if this was me, you would then say, and by the way, Hillary joins us now, and here she would be walking in, probably with her mom. Okay. So I am saying, I'm not even asking if this is a good idea.
Okay.
I am telling you,
okay.
I never do this, but I'm saying, producer Jessica, I am ordering you
to get an interview
with Hillary Scott from Lady A for our show, please. Thank you.
Let me make some phone calls.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, I love this. This is going to be great.
Oh.
Timmy, you can say whatever you want to say to make yourself feel better.
She kind of goaded me into it.
Sure she did. It's her fault. 833-287-1037. Tell you what, make Timmy feel better. Surely you've been busted talking crap about somebody and they ended up, being there, hearing you. Maybe it was their mom you were talking about,
God.
Tammy. Because that's a person you pick on.
Oh, my God.
Someone's mom. 833-287-1037. 1037. I don't even know what to tell you. Make Tammy feel better. Or an even better conversation. Can you believe Tammy did that?
Oh,
let's talk about
God.
That. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy called Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum's mom a b-.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Is she? I don't know, no. But why would you say that?
Okay, John, stop. I had never met Lady A. When they first sat down, Hillary said to me, let's talk about artists who we think are awful. And she happened to mention her mother's name. I didn't know it was her mother at the time, and I called her the B word.
When was the last time you got busted talking bad about somebody? Maybe it was completely your fault. Maybe you were like Tam and had absolutely no idea you were calling someone's dear mom the B word.
Oh, my God. Joe and Bonita, go ahead and share.
All right. Well, I was away for college, Division I scholarship for sports. I'm in the Midwest, and it's a smaller town. I'm there. My older brother follows me out. And I'm getting to know the town, and it's hot, and it's humid, and people are so different than San Diego.
Sure.
And I'm in there the first week, and I say, I need to get a haircut. So I get a haircut. I'm sitting down, and the barber's, he's like, hey, I know you're from out of town. Now, how do you like the school and the area? And so I told him, I said, look, I'm in the program here. I'm in the tennis team. And I just started, and to be very frank, you know, it's not what I expected. A coach had promised that we were going to have stands by the tennis courts and we were going to get sponsorships and there would be a lot of stuff that was given to the tennis team. And I started going off on about the coach. I said, the coach is fully, you know what? This guy, he promised all this stuff. And sure enough, we didn't get half of what he said. He's the biggest joke I can't believe of a coach.
Oh, no.
And I head back to the dorm, and then my brother comes storming into the room. He says, Joe, what the hell did you say about the coach? I said, what are you talking about? He said, coach just brought me into the office, and he's yelling at me, telling me, you know, if he wants a fight, he's going to get a fight, and I can send him right back to San Diego. So it turns out the coach and the barber were best friends.
Oh, no. And the barber told him everything you said.
Everything except that he said that guy from San Diego, and it was my brother. The coach blamed my brother, jumped on his case about all the talk, and it was me. My brother's going to kill me.
Oh, my God. So your brother is the one who ended up getting yelled at. He didn't say, hey, it wasn't me?
No, he didn't know what was going on. He was just blindsided.
Oh, the poor guy.
Went off on him.
Shouldn't there be some kind of client-attorney privilege going on there? I'm serious. Client-barber privilege.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. Thank you so much for sharing that story. That was great.
Man, barbers, there's nobody that knows more about you than stylists. Do ask any stylist.
And your poor brother, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my quiet older brother gets yelled at, and he said, Joe, I'm going to kill you, my older brother. I'm going to kill you, Joe.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.